your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Man, oh man, I just made it. I'm back at the microphone. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go, hour number two, USAprepares.com with Bert Bertonis. I just heard the news, and during the news they said that 55% of us think that taxes are fair. Really? Is that why Washington, D.C. is a hot spot for tax cheats? If taxes are fair, why do so many people get audited by the IRS? If taxes are fair, well, let's think about this. Sales tax in Missouri is approaching 8%. Sales tax in other states and other cities is higher than 8%. Then add to that personal property tax, health care tax, federal tax, gasoline tax, highway tolls, automobile registrations. I mean, the list goes on and on. 55% of Americans think that's fair. They've lost their minds. They've absolutely lost their minds. I don't believe it. I don't believe. I actually only met one person in my entire life. Now, I'm only 60, but I've only met one person in my entire life that thinks paying taxes is a good thing. He enjoys paying his taxes. But what he doesn't tell people is that he receives so much money in grants that they outweigh all the money that he pays in taxes. He knows how to live off the system. But for the rest of us who don't do that, I think taxes are out of control. Today with us, we're going to talk about, or is Bert Bertonis, we're going to talk about communications. I've got lots of questions about electromagnetic radiation. And Bert Bertonis is a radio frequency engineer. He's been a radio frequency engineer for probably most of his life since graduating college. And he enjoyed doing that in college from the since the 1960s. Welcome, Bert Bertonis.
Hi, Vince. Good to be back. By the way, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you say part of that 55% that say taxes are fair includes the 45% that don't even pay income tax?
Sure. Sure. I think what happened was these groups that are surveyed, I don't think they're random. I think they're selected. I think that liars figure and figures lie. I'm sure you've taken courses in lying with statistics, and I think that's exactly what we're looking at. I mean, really, our tax burden is absolutely out of control. And then you look at, guys like that are in office, like our vice president. He doesn't pay very much in taxes. If you look at General Electric, they hardly pay taxes at all in the United States. So I think for those of us who do carry the tax burden and who do pay taxes and do fill out those 1040s, the tax burden is really high, and I think it's outrageous.
I agree. They're doing something out here in California, which is a lot of people don't even know is going to happen. They're increasing the gas tax without any law, without any voting, and it's basically because people are getting better gas mileage and driving less, so the gas tax revenue has gone down. So they're going to raise it in a couple of months to get the same amount of revenue. And they claim there's some wrinkle in the law that allows them to do that. But it's crazy because nobody voted for that, and we're going to have gasoline tax over 70 cents a gallon in a couple of months in California.
70 cents a gallon. That's about 20%.
Yeah. or more.
Who are these people? Now, I don't know, but most people who buy gasoline with after-tax dollars. So they've already paid tax. They've already paid federal tax on their income. They've already paid the state income tax on their income, if they have state income tax. So they've already been taxed at least three times. And then they get taxed again at the pump. It's out of control. And really, I remember back in the 1950s, the roads were in a heck of a lot better shape than they are now. And they were in the 1960s.
Oh, absolutely.
And they were in the 70s. And now our bridges are falling down, our roads are in serious disrepair, and the revenue is the highest it's ever been.
Well, it's because gas tax does not go just for the roads like it was supposed to. It's funding everything in the state and federal budgets.
More squandering of our money. Bert, let's talk about wireless communications. And you know that I'm very concerned about the electromagnetic radiation that's in the air. And one of the stories I think we should share when we start this is that test that you did to determine a baseline of electromagnetic radiation in California, in Silicon Valley, when you climbed up to the when you went to the top of that mountain, and you were trying to measure the electromagnetic radiation that was in the valley, in Silicon Valley, and what you found during lunchtime. But why don't you share that? Because I think that story is something that everybody needs to know.
Well, basically, we were building a wireless system using the 2.4 gigahertz frequency band. That's one of the bands where you don't need a license and you can do any type of data communications. So it's also the band that's used for Wi-Fi. But this was 12 years ago before Wi-Fi was really prolific. There were some other standards that were being used and there were some products. But what was interesting was when we ran the test, right around noontime, quarter to noon or so, and for about an hour and a half, the energy level in that frequency spectrum of around 2.4 gigahertz just went up by anywhere from 10 to 50 times higher level. And at first, you know, we suspected, do we have a bad connection? Is something wrong here? Or we, you know, what's going on? But then we quickly realized what we were seeing was microwave ovens and people cooking their lunch, because in the infinite wisdom of the FCC, they put the Wi-Fi band at the same exact frequency that the resonance of the tubes inside the microwave oven use, which is 2.45 gigahertz or 2450 megahertz. And basically they thought it was just a garbage band when they came up with this 20 years ago. Now, what's interesting is you won't see that effect if you repeat the same test today, and that is that Wi-Fi has become so prolific. I mean, basically almost every homeowner has a wireless LAN of some sort in their home now. Either it's provided in your cable modem or it's something you've put up, and certainly businesses all have wireless LAN. So now that level is actually elevated almost 24/7. But it shows you the concept of aggregate power. Basically, when a lot of people transmit a little power, it all adds up to a lot of power.
And I'm really glad you mentioned that. So let's make sure that this is absolutely clear. I believe what you're saying is that microwave frequencies, the same frequencies that we use to cook our spaghetti, reheat our spaghetti, the same frequencies that we heat these instant meals in our microwave ovens, is the same frequency as our wireless communications in our home? Is that what you're saying?
That's absolutely correct. The main Wi-Fi band, which is from 2400 to 2483 megahertz, the center of that band, the literal center of it, is the frequency that your microwave oven uses. And, of course, that's many, many hundreds of watts. 750 or 900 watts of power. Of course, it's shielded, but yes, that's exactly correct.
Well, let me see if I've got this right then. When microwave ovens first came out, they had rotary dials. A lot of them had rotary dials. And you could set the power level of your microwave oven to low. You know, you could have it as 1 out of 10, 3 out of 10, 10 out of 10, for 10 out of 10 being the highest power. And if you set it at, let's say, 1 out of 10 for the lowest power, it would take 10 times longer to cook, roughly, than if you set it at high power and cooked whatever you're cooking in there, in the microwave oven. So, but you can still cook that darn hot dog on low power. It just took longer. Now, the point I'm asking you is, if I have, and I don't, but if I had a wireless access point right here in the studio, on the wall, right to the right of my face, 2 feet away, am I slowly cooking myself as I would if I set a microwave oven to a very, 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 very low power?
It would be very, 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 very low power.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about what could be potentially as high as 1 watt, but maybe not, versus 700 or 900 watts. And we get to the concept of near-field and far-field coupling. The potato that's inside your microwave oven is near-field coupled. As soon as you get, let's say, a 2.4 gigahertz, maybe 6 inches away or so, for sure a foot away, your power level falls to maybe 1,000th or 1/10,000th of the power level if you are right up close to that antenna. So your concept is correct, except it would, you'd probably have to stand in front of that wireless LAN. Let's say you're 5 feet away or even 2 feet away. You'd probably have to stand there for several thousand years to equal the equivalent of being in, putting your head in the microwave oven for 10 seconds.
Well, I am, it looks like this wall is about where I would have it if I had one. I do not. Is about 2 feet away from me. Okay, so the bottom line is it is the same frequency, and it, I guess it could be clear that we're saying that no matter what, it's not beneficial to our health.
It's not.
There you go. There you go. From a radio frequency designer, a radio frequency engineer, Bert Pertonis is with us. Senior USAPrepares.com instructor. We're talking about wireless communications. When we come back, we'll talk about the components of wireless communications. We'll talk about how these frequencies travel throughout your home if you decide to set one up. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dried Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale, freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 16th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,392.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,428.92, $714.46 for a half ounce, or $357.23 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,428.92, $714.46, and $357.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, that was Stephen Huer's voice that you just heard. And he is with Synergistic Nutrition. You just heard his commercial for One World Whey. I had a chance to meet him at the Get Prepared Expo. And he's a really great guy. And he's been on this broadcast. He is very seriously into health and nutrition. And Mrs. Finelli brought me over to his booth and where she purchased a five-pound container, a huge container of chocolate. One World Whey. That's her favorite. So I just want to share with you that we purchase it just as you might, and you might want to consider that. And also, she purchased from Eric Lancaster, and you've heard him on this broadcast, EM1, the solution to help our garden. So she bought a gallon of that from him. So you might want to consider those two products. We purchase them. We buy them the same way you do. Just a thought. With us today is Bert Bertonas, and we're going to set up a wireless network. And Bert, let me share this concern with you, and let's lead the discussion this way. When I was a computer consultant back in the 1990s, there was a technology person in the school, in a high school, and she wanted to have wireless notebook computers, and she wanted to have a wireless access point in the computer, we'll call it the computer lab, in the high school. And I didn't want to do it. Back in 1993, I did not want to subject the teacher to 8 hours of constant electromagnetic radiation from, let's say, 25 to 30 wireless notebooks, all communicating with the access point right above the teacher's head. I thought that there would be the cumulative effects of that over years in that small box, which is the classroom. So that being said, when let's talk about where if someone were building a wireless network in his or her home, where should they consider putting these devices to to protect them the maximum from the effects that may occur from this bombardment of electromagnetic radiations. What are the components and how should we place them?
Discussion we had on a previous show about cell phones and does shielding your cell phone create less power? And of course it doesn't, because it just forces the cell phone to go to a higher power level. So many wireless LAN access points work on the same basis. Some do use fixed power, but others are under power control. So basically there's no point trying to hide the access point antenna or cover it up. The best thing is just put it up high somewhere where it has easy access to the users that you're going to want to be transmitting to. Ceiling's good if you can put it up there. Otherwise, don't put it, you know, now we're talking about the access point, not a laptop. Put it somewhere where you're not going to sit right in front of it, but make it so it has the best line of sight to the laptops or other portable devices that you're going to be using with it.
I'm glad you brought this point up, because if you're using a device that has a power control, and you tuck this access point way out of the way, it may have to go to higher power, higher and higher power, to communicate. And your notebook may have to do the same thing, right? So you may actually be making the situation worse by having the devices transmitted at a higher power level. Is that right?
That's correct. And, of course, that effect is really the most pronounced when we're talking about a cell phone that you're holding up to your head. And there's clearly that issue in that case.
Okay, so let's talk about the devices for a wireless network. What are they? What would we be installing? And where do you recommend, or how do you recommend we deploy these devices for, well, maximum safety, if you will? That's my biggest concern.
Sure. Basically, you buy your wireless access point, or it might come with your cable modem or DSL modem. Put it somewhere where it's easy to get to in case you need to connect any additional cables to it. Typically, there's a router attached to it, so you may want to put in more wired connections to it, and so you want it easy access. And like I said, as high as possible.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. We're going to talk about how it works, the frequencies involved, how much power comes out of them, and living with wireless communications in your home. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's a new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Pastor Groden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
TV
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert Bertonis is with us, and Bert, as we build our wireless network, we've got an access point and we have a computer. And we feed the access point with a signal probably from something like a Cat 5E cable, an Ethernet cable. And we may want to plug other devices hardwired into them. Is that access point always communicating with our, let's say, our notebook computer? So what I'm saying is I've got a notebook computer. Let's say I had a notebook computer. I don't, but connected to a wireless access point. If I had that and I was using the notebook, it would be communicating. Now, if I power down that notebook, is that access point still transmitting? Is it still looking?
Still looking, but it's typically not transmitting. Wireless LANs actually use a much more primitive protocol than do cell phones. And basically, wireless LANs use something called listen before talk. And basically, all they do is listen. If they don't hear anybody, they think it's okay to go ahead and transmit. So you don't have the constant communications channel that you have in a cell phone, which which is always kind of checking in with its base station. So in terms of your wireless access point, there's really three pieces to it. You typically have a modem, which is going to your internet connection. You have a router or a switch, which is connecting up your different devices wired, you know, using your Cat 5 cable, and then a wireless device, which is your wireless LAN. Now, in some cases, two or even all three of those can be combined into one box, but those are basically the three basic components: your modem to your internet connection. Rarely do people use dial-up anymore. Your switch or router, and then your wireless device, your wireless access point.
Now, I do have a box. It's a DSL box. And it does have all three of those devices. It has the modem, it has the switch, the router, it also has the wireless LAN. Now, I shut the wireless LAN off because I'm not using that component. And for me, I can do everything that I want wirelessly. I'm sorry, with wire. I don't need wireless. Is there something I'm missing?
Well, there is a beacon. So your actual laptop and your user devices typically aren't transmitting, but there is occasional transmission from your access point. But shutting it off has another benefit, because you really want people trying to get into your network when you're not around. So,
no, I really don't, and I'm glad you mentioned that. And here's why. Sometimes when I travel to Springfield, which is not all that often, Springfield, Missouri, I was there last night, I can detect on my cell phone there are a whole bunch of wireless networks, I mean, all around me. So even though you don't see them, they're there. And they're transmitting electromagnetic radiation all around me. So it seems like it's getting more and more prevalent, is it?
Well, in terms of wireless LANs, absolutely. But you have to keep in mind that's just a very small slice of the radio spectrum. So by far the most powerful signals you're receiving are from radio and television stations. In terms of radio stations, it could be up to 50,000 watts of power. And, of course, TV stations are fairly high power as well. And those have been permeating us since the 50s. So the wireless LAN, yes, it is proliferating, but it's two very small frequency slices out of the total electromagnetic spectrum.
And let's talk about how far, if we were to have a Wi-Fi system, and the reason I'm zeroing in on this is something that we control. We can control this. We can either decide to have one in our house or not have one in our house. So if we decide to put one in, how do those signals go? Are they, do they bend around corners, or are they line of sight? Do they reflect off the walls? Do they get absorbed by the walls? How does that work? And what I'm thinking of, for example, is, let's say there's a bedroom upstairs. So you climb the stairs and you turn right and you go down the hall into a bedroom. Now, let's say the access point is in the living room downstairs. Does the signal go up the stairs around through the hall and turn right and go into the bedroom where the notebook computer might be used? Or does it go right through the ceiling, from the first floor to the second floor?
So the answer is all of the above. So there's direct wave and there's also reflected wave, and the way the modulation works, there is some tolerance of reflections. So basically, it's going to be attenuated through some walls that have, for instance, if you have insulation with metal backing, that's going to be a shield, but it could still bounce in through another direction. The range of a wireless LAN using the power levels we're allowed would probably be many miles point to point if there were no other users in the band and there were no obstructions. But the reality is, because of the reflections, because of the absorption, because of the indirect paths, and because of all the other users in the band basically raising the noise floor, in a sense, your range is really only a couple of hundred feet. And again, you're going to find every house is different depending on how it's constructed and what's in your house. Also, where you've placed your antennas, I would recommend an access point with two antennas, because you have some diversity there where it'll actually pick the best signal to to use out of two antennas, and that can make a big difference because when you have reflected waves, you have cancellations at different points, and by putting two antennas up, you're able to get a good signal. Even if one's kind of canceled out a couple of inches away, it could be a very good connection. So really, you listed all the possibilities. It's actually all of them.
Hmm. Okay. When you're talking to those that are asking you questions about building their own wireless network, do you have any do's and don'ts that you say, okay, well, if you're going to build it, absolutely avoid this situation? What would that situation be?
Enable encryption. A lot of people do not turn on their encryption. It's very easy to do. A lot of units will guide you through it when you power it up. Put in an encryption key, because otherwise people are going to get into your LAN and use it. And if they're nefarious, they can actually get into your computer. But even if they're not getting into your computer, they're using your network. They're siphoning your bandwidth. And also, if they do anything nefarious, it's going to be traced to your internet address. So I'd say the absolute number one is enabling the encryption that came with your device.
Okay. Does that slow down any of the communications bandwidth at all when you when you do that?
No, insignificant to bandwidth.
Okay. So that's a do. Absolutely turn on encryption. What about don'ts? What do you recommend that we don't do?
Well, I'd say leaving it on all the time. If you don't mind pulling the power, go ahead and turn it off when you absolutely know you're not going to use it. So I think that's a great thing to do. And I would not put your access point, for instance, right by your bed where you're sleeping, or even in front of you at your desk. I mean, you know, move it away. Once you get a few feet away, that's probably safe. We've talked a lot about radio waves and what's safe, and I have to tell you, Vince, the real answer is we don't know for sure, because the testing hasn't really been completed. You know, we talked on the last show about the FCC reopening the whole issue of cell phone safety. The bottom line is it takes years and years to compile the studies and see how these things affect people. And we know cancer rates are going up, and we can't always identify why that is. But we don't really know what the safe level is for radio frequency exposure. And the fact is it's probably going to vary by different people. And for all we know, it could also be different in different frequencies and modulations. We just don't know. But what we do know is there's a huge difference in signal levels from different types of devices and how far you are from it. So that's why we've talked about in the past, having an antenna within a few inches of your body is the worst.
Yeah, Dr. Norman Shealy talks about people who have cell phones in their shirt pockets. Guys seem to do that, and he's really, really concerned about that and the effect on the bio. Yeah, absolutely, and also in your pockets, and you know, affecting our reproductive systems. So he's very, very concerned about that. And
sure, we know RF energy affects living organisms. In fact, real quick story, I had termites in my house, and it was in one localized location, Drywood termites, and they wanted to tent my house. I found another pest control company that used microwave. Literally, the amplifier from a microwave oven converted with a horn antenna, and they used that to kill the termites in my house, and it worked.
Really? So you have, you avoided chemical contamination of your home. And I've heard of this in California, and I've actually seen these tents. Class, what they do, if you have an infestation of termites, they will put a tent over your house. You will have to leave it. And think of it like a big parachute over your entire house. And they will fog that house with insecticide and kill the termites. And you'll have to be out of that house probably for at least a whole day while it's fogged, and I don't know when it's ever safe to go back in. So that's really interesting. So you're saying it was completely effective. Termites are gone.
It was. In fact, you can hear them crackling. I didn't want to go there and listen, but the guys that did it said they could hear them crackling. So they basically take the inside of a microwave oven, pull out the amplifier, put a different horn antenna on it. They put it on a big stick so that they're, you know, physically 10 feet away. Although I wouldn't do this, but these guys just take that horn and run it all up and down. In my case, it was in the wall and in the floor, and they ran it through. It took about an hour, and the termites were dead. They were basically fried, just like you'd fry your bowl, your oatmeal in your microwave.
Yeah, you know, I tried. There was a fly that one summer flew into our microwave oven. And I just put a cup of water in there, and I turned it on, and 60 seconds later, he's still flying around. So maybe it wasn't enough power, but I'm fascinated with what you're saying, and I'm going to talk about something that I read, something very similar to this. We come back on the other side of the break. Bert Pertonis, we're talking about radio frequency and potential dangers and how to eliminate termites. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bertonis is with us, and we're talking about electromagnetic radiation and the use for microwaves. It's way beyond what many of us might have thought. Bert Bertonis mentioned something about how he found termites in his house, and he had a choice between exterminating them with insecticide, chemical poisons, which would have been toxic to him and anybody in his house after the application of the poisons, or he could have gone to microwave radiation. And there are some people who exterminate termites by using a common microwave oven with a feed horn attached to a long pole, let's say a 10-foot long pole, and they aim it at the area where the insects are, the termites are, and you can hear them cooking. Bert, I remember reading an article many, many years ago about that same thing, where someone experimented with a microwave oven, a feed horn, and they created a tube, if you will, to focus the microwaves from a common discarded microwave oven, and they aimed it at a plant, and an outside shrub, and it actually killed the plant. You know, not instantly, but within a few days later, after aiming at the microwave oven components at this shrub outside for just a couple minutes, within a couple days, it had died.
You know why that was? Because there's water, and the microwave is basically going to where the water is. And by the way, that's why your fly lived. You put in the cup of water. If you leave out the water, the microwave energy would all get absorbed by the fly, and he'd be dead in 5 seconds. In fact, he'd be crispy in 5 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason I put the water in is I did not want to blow up the microwave oven and have all of that electromagnetic radiation concentrated and sparking around in the oven at this one fly. And you're absolutely right. Yeah. So this experiment that I read about in killing this plant obviously works. But that seems to me like a really dangerous thing to do. And in class, I am not recommending that you try this at home in any way, shape, or form, because what Bert was saying is he wouldn't do it either. But these guys were walking around doing this. Now, do you think, were these scientists, was this commercial equipment, or did they make this themselves?
Well, it looked like they made it themselves, but it is licensed in California for the pest control companies to use this technique. It is approved, and I think it's safer, I mean, all things considered, than putting chemicals. I don't want to go back in my house after being tented and be eating food and watching TV after having that happen. I should also mention that we have two kinds of termites in California. I'm not sure how it is in Missouri, but this is only effective on dry wood termites that live locally in the wood. If it's subterranean termites where they live down underground, this would not be effective. And basically those are killed by just pumping chemical into the ground. Even tenting doesn't get rid of those. So this is only for dry wood termites that live right local inside the wood.
Let's clarify something. I have a feeling that our class is interested in the answer to this. Now, when in this case where this man or men were walking around inside your house aiming these microwaves on a long stick or a pole at the walls and floor, now, when they turn this on, the microwaves are present. When they turn it off, do the microwaves cease right then and there, that instant, or do they linger?
No, it's instant.
Yeah. So when it's off, class, that was the point that I wanted to make sure that you knew. When it's off, when the microwave, when the power to the microwave equipment is shut off, the microwaves cease to exist right then and there. So if you're cooking a hot dog and you microwave your hot dog to be warm, once you shut off the microwave oven, the microwaves do not continue. So you're not swallowing microwave radiation in that hot dog. It is stopped when you stop the microwave oven.
That's correct.
Bert Pertonis has been with us. Bert, hey, thanks so much for being with us.
That
was really fascinating about the termites. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. And by the way, if you've got some topics that you'd like to know the answers to, send me an email, vincent@usapreparedness.com. vincent@usapreparedness.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 2237.